Imagine farming in a place where a breakdown could cost you not hours, but weeks to get repairs. When some parts are thousands of miles away, you have to till your fields with a new perspective. That's the case here, and it's this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Bob Starkey oversees Bayer's farm operations on the island of Oahu. Most of the work here is in propagating promising corn hybrids year-round. However, a trip to these fields reveals soil unlike anything you'd find on the mainland.
One of the things here is where it's always warm all year round, we just get continued decomposition of the soil, and as that soil almost rusts upon itself, and so our soil is very, very fine, and it's very red.
That red dust seems to attach itself to just about anything. It also means field work is handled much differently here.
We do try to be very cautious about how much we till the soil because it is something that we need to keep maintaining, and it's also very prone to wind erosion. So we have to be very, very cautious, especially if it's dry. In some cases, we may need to water the soil before tilling it just to make sure that we don't get some wind erosion.
This farm has an extensive repair shop. When you live on the islands, it can be a long way to get some parts delivered.
It could actually be a month to get some parts on the island. You can, in certain circumstances, fly some big pieces of things here, but as you could assume, that would be very cost prohibitive because many of the things that we do are very time sensitive. So if we are getting corn here from the mainland, we really like to get it planted within a week of being here.
Bob has been here for over 3 years now. It's far different than any other farm he's ever experienced.
It's definitely a beautiful place to live. A lot of great different cultures that live here on the island. People work together and really celebrate that aloha spirit. It's a great place to be.
And while the climate is nice, there are some things he misses.
You know, one of the things that I still have not got myself used to is warm Christmases. When you're hanging up Christmas lights and you're sweating, that's not a good thing.
Traveling the Countryside in Kunya, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.